بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, الرحمن الرحيم, the most merciful. This is our continuation on living Tawheed. This will be living Tawheed, and this is directed towards our children, and this will be on living Tawheed through the Salah, the prayers. So this will be our class 1 on the prayers, the very introductory level for our children. Alhamdulillah, all praise is to Allah. Allah loves that we pray to Him alone. This prayer in Islam is called Salah. And Salah cleans us from bad deeds. And Salah stops us from doing bad things. And Salah brings Muslims together and make them care for each other. Salah makes us do good. It is loved by Allah and our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved to do it. When we get into difficulty or trouble, we do Salah. It takes away our sadness and makes us feel good. And Salah leads to Jannah, to paradise. And Salah is the first thing the Muslim will be asked about by Allah when we return to Allah. So we must know how to do it in the good way, which pleases Allah and which will be helpful to us. When standing for Salah, you should know that you are standing before Allah, while Allah is above you, above everything. And standing before Allah, we must stand clean. Clean in our hearts, we love only Allah. Clean in our bodies. Clean in our clothes. And clean in the place where we stand to perform the Salah. When we want to be clean in our hearts, then we do the Salah for Allah alone. This means we should be sincere. We should be sincere. And when we want to be clean, our clothes should be clean from any filth, the place clean, and our body also is clean. How to clean the body? This is called wudu. This is called wudu. And it is a purification. Makes the person stand clean. Clean in the way which Allah wants. So, what is the first thing, therefore, to do before we pray? The first thing is to make wudu so that I can stand clean before Allah and pure. How to perform wudu? How to do the wudu? First, we bring the water. And I intend to make wudu in my heart. I don't say, "Oh Allah, I want to make wudu now." No. Think of wudu in your heart. Bring the water. And next thing you say, Bismillah. Next thing you say, Bismillah, which means in the name of Allah. You don't do this in the toilet or bathroom, but you do this before you enter the toilet or the bathroom. Then I wash my hands 3 times. Then I wash my mouth and sniff water into the nose and wash it out. Then I wash my face 3 times, all the face, don't leave anything dry. Then I wash my hands all the way to the elbow, the arm, all the way to the elbow. Make sure the water covers the elbow also. Start with the right one, then go to the left one. Then I wipe my head, starting from the front, go all the way back, and then wash my ears, and wipe my ears rather, by my fingers. Then I wash my feet, begin with the right one, up to and covering the ankles. Don't leave any spot dry. And don't use too much water. This is the way, simple way, easy way, as you can see, how the Muslim can become pure, clean, ready to make the salah. Now I made my wudu. How to perform the salah? How to do the salah? First, I be in a clean place, away from noise. Then I face Mecca. If you don't know, then ask about how to face Mecca. You stand in the direction of Mecca. Your parents can tell you. Muslims can teach you. I stand facing Mecca. and I make takbir, I say Allahu Akbar. Then I recite Quran. The chapter from the Quran I must recite is the first chapter. It is called Al-Fatiha, which means opening chapter, within which the Quran begins. It is called Al-Fatiha. And the Fatiha is read as follows. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. You have to work on it to memorize it. Train yourself 2 days, it will be done easy. Listen also to it being recited. Always ask Allah to help you learn. Then if I know another surah, another chapter, then I recite, like Surah Al-Ikhlas, like Surah Al-Ikhlas. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أحد. After that, I say Allahu Akbar and I make ruku'. Ruku', you bend, you have your legs straight and you bend your back forward. So it becomes straight and you look down in the direction where you're going to move to shortly in what is called sujood, and I will tell you about it. This position is called ruku'. In this position you say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana ربي العظيم, which means glorified be my Lord the Most Great. You say this once, you can say it 3 times. سبحان ربي العظيم. After that I stand up straight as I began. While doing this, I say سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. Allah hears the one who praises him. O our Lord, to you is all praise. This is what it means. سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ After that, I say takbir, Allahu Akbar, and make what is called now sujood, prostration. I go down and make sujood. Your face will be touching the ground on the forehead, the nose, and your arms open and supporting yourself with your palms on the ground. Ask your mother or father to show you how to do that and be relaxed. In this position, you say, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Glorified be my Lord the Most High. Glorified be my Lord the Most High. You say this once or three times. It's okay. After that, I say Allahu Akbar, move up and sit, and say in my sitting, Rabbi ighfir li, Rabbi ighfir li. O my Lord, forgive me. O my Lord, forgive me. Rabbi, Rabbi ighfir li. Three words, Rabbi ighfir li. We say it together, Rabbi ighfir li, Rabbi ighfir li. After that, I say takbir, Allahu Akbar, make another sujood, like the first one, and I say the same thing, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Then I stand up all the way up to the position where I started the Salah with, while saying Allahu Akbar. This way I have completed one rak'ah, which is called one part of Salah, which is one unit of Salah. It is called rak'ah. Now, what should I do in the second rak'ah? What should I do in the second rak'ah? You see, it's easy. You do the same. You do the same. When you get up now from the after the second sujood in this second rak'ah, you sit. If the salah is only two rak'ah, because we should tell you some of the salah is two, some of the salah is four, and some of the salah is a three rak'ah. If this salah is two rak'ah, then you sit and you do what is called complete tashahud. complete tashahhud. What is this tashahhud? It is, I will record it for you now. You say in the complete tashahhud the following: التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. This is the complete tashahhud. After that, this two rak'ah will end by making salam, taslim. You turn to your right with your head and your neck turning towards your shoulder and slightly a little bit more, and you say assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, and then also to the left. This will end the two rak'ah prayers. Now, what is the salah which is two rak'ah obligatory, a must for every one to do? This is called the fajr, salatul fajr, after the break of dawn. Right after the break of dawn, there is this salah. We begin the day with it. This is two rak'ah. It is called Salatul Fajr. And it is two rak'ah. So if you do it now like this, then inshallah, then you will do every Fajr like it. Now, during the day, in the middle of the day, there is the second prayer. Also, it's a must. It is the Dhuhr prayer, noon prayer, and it is four rak'ahs. We cover two now. This one is four. So, after you finish the first two, don't make salam, don't make taslim, because still you have to bring two more. You stand up and bring two more, then sit down, make the tashahhud, then make taslim. This is the Dhuhr prayer. It is 4 rak'ah. Now, in the afternoon, there is another one, another salah, which is called Salatul Asr, Salat Al-Asr, and it is also 4, like the Dhuhr. You see, it's easy. Same thing that you did in the Dhuhr, the 4 rak'ah, you do the same for the Asr prayer. 4 rak'ah. Then, after the sunset, we have a prayer which is called Maghrib prayer. It's easy. You do the first two which we talked about earlier. Don't make taslim. Stand up and bring 1 rak'ah, because this salah is not 4. This salah is only 3. Then after that, about 2 hours after sunset, there comes another prayer, which is a must. All these now, which we are talking about now, are a must. And we'll summarize them now for you. This is called the Isha prayer. Almost 2 hours after the Maghrib. And it is 4 rak'ah. You see, it's easy, the same thing. But here now, we will talk about a little difference. Let's now review these must prayers. The first one is Fajr prayer, 2 rak'ah. And you recite loud. Your recitation, you should hear it. You should be able to hear it. You recite the Fatiha and the Quran loud. In the Dhuhr, no. Quiet. In the Asr, quiet. In the Maghrib, the first 2 loud. The third, quiet. In the Maghrib, the first two loud, and the third one should be quiet. In the Isha prayer, the first 2 should be loud, and the rest, the remainder, what is left, 2 should be quiet. So we have 5 must prayers. The Fajr, 2 rak'ah. The Dhuhr, 4 rak'ah. The Asr, 4 rak'ah. The Maghrib, 3 rak'ah. And the Isha, 4 rak'ah. Now, there are things which takes away your salah. There are things which will take away your salah. It will not be counted for you. It will be not counted. It will not be correct. First, you don't eat during salah. You don't drink during salah. You don't talk during salah. And you don't laugh during salah. And don't move too much. If you move too much, it will take away your salah. It will not count. So, you don't eat, you don't drink, you don't talk, you don't laugh, and you don't make too much moves, too many moves during salah. This will take away your salah. It will not be counted for you. And if this happens, you have to repeat the salah again. you have to repeat the salah again. So now let us repeat what we did. Today we learned why salah is so important. Today we learned that how to clean ourselves before we make salah. Also we learned how to make the salah. This will be your class for salah. You need some help. What is the help you need? You need to memorize, to know by heart Al-Fatiha, Surah Al-Fatiha, chapter 1 of the Quran, and also short chapters which we talked about, like Surah Al-Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. The more you learn from the Quran, the more you use in Salah. Also, you need to learn how to recite or to read the Tashahud, which we went over, At-Tahiyyat. This, you need some help from your mother or your father or both or your teacher or at the mosque. If you are a boy, then go with dad to the mosque. From the very beginning, train yourself to go to the mosque. If you are a girl, then you do this at home. This is the best place for you. And this is also where you can learn from your mom or your elder sister who learned before you the same things. This is living Tawheed. This is living Tawheed. We learned about Tawheed level 1. Now we are applying it. We are living it through Salah. This is your tape. Review it. Ask Allah to make it a benefit for you. And don't forget me in your dua, in your prayers. May Allah, the Most High, makes this a benefit for me and you and for all Muslim children beginning to live Tawheed. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.